This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Malaysia on a two-day official visit a short while ago. He was warmly received by Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim at the airport. In his departure statement, the Prime Minister said that his discussions with Malaysian Prime Minister Ibrahim will focus on advancing cooperation in defence and security, strengthening economic and innovation linkages, and expanding collaboration in emerging areas of mutual interest. During the visit, Prime Minister Modi will attend a community event titled Selamat Datang Modi Ji in Kuala Lumpur this evening. Around 15,000 members of the Indian diaspora are expected to participate in the event. The diaspora program will be jointly addressed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim, reflecting the growing warmth and depth of bilateral relations between the two countries. India and the United States today announced that they've reached a framework for an interim agreement regarding reciprocal and mutually beneficial trade. Commerce and Industry Ministry shared the India-US joint statement, which said that the framework reaffirms the country's commitment to the broader US-India bilateral trade agreement negotiations. According to the joint statement, the United States will apply a reciprocal tariff rate of 18% on Indian goods. India will eliminate or reduce tariffs on all US industrial goods and a wide range of US food and agricultural products. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi termed the framework for an interim trade agreement between India and the US as great news and thanked US President Donald Trump for his personal commitment to robust ties between the two countries. Mr. Modi said this framework reflects the growing depth, trust and dynamism of India-US partnership. He said it strengthens Make in India by opening new opportunities for India's hard-working farmers, entrepreneurs, MSMEs, startup innovators, fishermen and more. President Draupadi Murmu today inaugurated the Bastar Pandum Festival at Jagdalpur, the divisional headquarters of Bastar in Chhattisgarh. Addressing the program, the president said that the Bastar region has remained affected by the problem of Maoism for the past four decades. She said the decisive action taken by the central government against Maoist violence is putting an end to the atmosphere of fear, insecurity and mistrust that had prevailed in the region for years.
छत्तीसगढ़ में बड़ी संख्या में पहले माओवादी से प्रभावित लोग रहते थे और वो लोग आज आत्मसमर्पण कर चुके हैं सरकार ये सुनिश्चित कर रही है कि जो लोग हथियार छोड़कर मुख्य धारा में लौटे हैं और सामान्य जीवन जी सके उनके लिए अनेक विकास और कल्याणकारी योजनाएं चलाई जा रहा है सरकार के प्रयास और इस क्षेत्र के लोगों के सहयोग के बल पर आज बस्तर में विकास का नया सूर्योदय हो रहा है
Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will arrive in Raipur this evening on a three-day visit to Chhattisgarh. During his visit, Mr. Shah will review the internal security situation and left-wing extremism in the state and will also participate in various programs in Raipur and Jagdalpur. Mr. Shah will hold an important meeting with the senior officials in Raipur this evening, during which various administrative and security-related issues concerning the state will be discussed. Six persons were killed and three others were injured when a container truck rammed into a bus on the Yamuna Expressway in Uttar Pradesh this morning. The incident occurred when a bus travelling from Noida to Rasulabad in Kanpur district had halted on the expressway, and at that time a container truck struck the bus from the side and also ran over the passengers who were standing in front of the parked vehicle. Police have registered a case and investigation is underway. Moving on to sports, the ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026, co-hosted by India and Sri Lanka, has begun today. In the opening match, Pakistan defeated the Netherlands by 3 wickets at the Sinhalese Sports Club in Colombo. The second match, played between the West Indies and Scotland, is underway at Eden Gardens, Kolkata, while defending champions India will begin their campaign later at 7 this evening, facing the United States at the iconic Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. The month-long tournament will run until March the 8th, featuring 20 international teams competing across 55 matches at venues spread across both countries. And that is the end of this news bulletin.